Hi, PJ.
Definitely.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
Good. Your voice sounds like it's coming back.
Oh, yes. Definitely coming back. A lot of
it. Are you feeling better? I was just telling Paula, like, how amazing you are and how you, you know, not only did you do the MMA event, you know, but you were working the Exura side of it, and then they had all these other events. You were doing VIP stuff, and
yeah,
and I'm like, she's just totally amazing.
Well, great. Hi, TJ.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too, and I'm so glad that you, you know, have the time to go over this.
Of course.
Yeah, because I'm definitely wanting to, you know, to know more. Yeah, so thank you.
You're welcome. I'm definitely here to answer any questions.
So does everybody have the comp? Obviously you do, TJ. Do you have the comp plan in front of you, Paula?
I do. I mean, I have, it's like a one-page thing I printed off of the website. Is that what you're referring to? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Perfect.
Okay.
So, TJ, do you want to just go through it, or Paula, do you have specific questions? How do you guys want to kind of move through this part of it?
I think.
What?
Oh, go ahead.
How many parts are there?
There are 7.
Oh, okay. Now, when Shannon just asked, you know, moving through this part of it, I was thinking, is there going to be something else, you know, to this call besides compensation plan?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess, you know, for me, I kind of like just, you know, like third grade level. Or whatever you want to call it. So in other words, basically, so that if, like, for example, let's say, if I wanted to explain this to somebody else and say, here's how this comp plan works. And when I watched several of the videos on the website, you know, that it was saying how, you know, if you just want to make a couple $100 a month, there's a plan for that. Mm-hmm. If you want to, you know, do the next level, next level. So, you know, let's just say I'm talking to somebody that, in, you know, one of those three categories. There's another company that calls it part-time, full-time, and big-time. So what I, you know, basically am wanting to know is how would I say somebody that wants, like, the mid-level, okay, and they say, yes, I want, like, you know, maybe an extra $5,000 a month or something like that. How would I explain to them how this compensation plan works so that they could structure their business to create that for themselves? Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely. Definitely makes sense. So do you want to start out that way, just breaking it down to the simple basics as possible?
Probably that's a good place to start for me.
Okay. So... with the Exura compensation plan, there are 7 ways to earn income.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one, which is number 1 on the compensation plan overview, is through retail sales. And that can be retail sales of Zing or our skincare line. With the retail sales, a box of Zing retails for $106. So if someone were to go onto your website and order 1 case, you would earn 25% commission on your retail customer purchases, which is about $27, I believe.
Okay.
So 25% on all retail purchases, which is someone who's just a customer who may not be interested in the business, but they love the product and want to try the product. So any of those straight retail customer purchases, you receive 25% on their purchase, which would come through your replicated Exura website, which is when you sign up with Exura, you get your own personal website. So it will be, for example, mine is exura.com/TJ. Okay, and the second part of that is the VIP AutoShip customer. Now, this is someone who loves the product so much that they want to receive it every month. And they say, hey, I love the product. How do I get a shipment every month? You sign them up as a a VIP AutoShip customer and you receive 15% of that sale. So the VIP AutoShip customer price is actually lower than that of a retail customer. So for example, right. retail is $106 and a VIP AutoShip customer is $99, so they're saving about $7. So with that, you earn 15% on each VIP AutoShip customer.
Okay.
So that's way number one. So that one's probably pretty much the most simple part to the compensation plan.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is through Fast Start bonuses. What a Fast Start bonus is, every person that you personally enroll into your organization, you receive a Fast Start bonus based on the package that they come in at. And this bonus is paid weekly. So every Monday, this bonus is loaded on the Xero prepaid debit card, which you get once you sign up. It takes about 2 weeks to come. So there's three packages that are available to receive Fast Start bonus on. And one is the Quick Start package, which is $99. And based on the enroller, so based on your auto ship or based on how much product you're receiving a month, that's the percentage of Fast Start bonus that you'll receive. So, for example, if you sign up any package and you say, hey, I want one case something a month, which is $80 or $80 in points or bonus volume, you receive $16 per person that you signed up for $99. Does that make sense?
Let me, can I just feed that back to you and you can
yes,
tell me if I got it right?
Yeah, anytime, yes.
Okay. So somebody that joins with the $99 package,
yes,
that $99 is the equivalent of 80 DV.
Yes.
And so you get paid $16 on a person that signs up with the $99 package.
Yes. Product you're receiving a month. So if you're receiving one case, you get 20%, which is $16. So you get 20% of 80, which is $16. Or if you're on two cases a month of Zing, which is 160, which is 80 plus 80, of course, you get 30%, which is $24. Does that make sense?
Okay, so if it's 80 BV, so if it's 160, that's double the BV, but it's not double the percentage, right?
Right. Well, the BV, that 160 on there that you see, that's based on your personal enrollment of AutoShip. Not on your personal package, but your enrollment. So depending on how much product you receive a month with our AutoShip program, which is either one case or two case, one case per person that you sign up, you receive 20% of their initial package. Or if you're on two cases a month, you receive 30% of their value. Of course, you can change that at any time. Because we, as a requirement by law, we can't say that you have to be on auto ship. Does that make sense?
Maybe when I listen to the call over again, it will. Right now, no, it doesn't. I'm sorry.
I can explain it again, maybe in a different way.
Okay. The other thing too is there's quite an echo on this line too, which I'm finding.
Let me hit star six to mute. That might help. Because I'm just listening. So let me just see if that'll help.
Hello. Is there still an echo?
Let me see. Yeah, it's still there. But that's okay. I'll do my best with that.
Oh, echo can be so annoying. Sorry. Okay, so let's start over. Let's start with you. Say you sign up for any package, the $99, the $230, or the $499. You sign up for any package, and when you sign up in the system, you want to meet the personal monthly BV requirements in order to participate in a compensation plan. and the lowest you can do is 80. So one case a thing a month. So if you do one case a thing a month when you sign up, anyone else who you sign up, you receive 20% of their sign up for a fast start bonus. And that's the 20%.
So, okay, so let's just say I sign up with the $99 package.
Right.
Okay. And then I sign somebody up with the $4.99 package.
Right.
That means I get 20% of let me see, the $4.99.
The $4.99 is 400 BB.
Okay, that was gonna say I can't find that.
Okay. What that is based on is your monthly auto ship. Because auto ship can be replaced with customers or with you buying one case of Zing a month. So you sign up with the $99, right? And you're saying, hey, I want to meet a minimum monthly goal and bonus volume of $80, which is one case of Zing, whether that's coming from you or whether that's, you know, you want to do it through customers, you'll receive 20%. But if you say, I want two cases of Zing a month, or you want to commit to two customers or one case for yourself and one customer, you receive 30% of the people that you sign up on a fast start bonus. So it's not necessarily based on you coming in at the $99 or the $230 or the $499. It's based on the monthly product that you want to receive. So either one case will get you 20% or two cases will get you 30%.
Okay, so there's a combination of ways that you can do that. So that, in other words, let's just say for whatever reason I couldn't even be on auto ship.
Right.
Okay. So in other words, in lieu of being on auto ship, in other words, I would just have to make it up with either retail sales or signing up, a minimum amount of people.
Right. Either retail sales or selling any type of product. So your personal beauty is either can be satisfied through customers or VIP auto ship customers, not new enrollees, customers.
Personal. Oh, I see.
That you see. But yes, that is definitely correct.
Okay. Okay, so it isn't a requirement then to be on auto ship.
No, it's not a requirement.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
So for the quick pack is $16, and then if you're on the two cases, or if you're saying, hey, I want to try to get two customers a month, it's $24.
TJ, can I interject here just for a second?
Uh-huh.
One of the things I realized, though, Paula, is that even if you're not on auto ship, then you do miss that bonus, which is how, this has been a majority of my checks this first month. And what they did say is acceptable is even if you set the auto ship up in the future, as long as you're on it, then it's fine. Because, if I go to Atlanta on my way home and we do an event and you sign up a few people, in order to get that particular bonus, you do have to be on auto ship. But they don't care. You can call, TJ, do we call Laura at the office?
Yes, you can call Laura at the office. Or there's different ways to do it. If before that next Monday, if you have a customer who enrolls on one case, you're automatically eligible for that bonus as well.
Okay. Okay. So it's just one of the things that, they've got some loopholes to be able to work with that to make sure that you do get that bonus. If it's, if it's worth doing it. But they will, my understanding, correct me if this is wrong, TJ, is that they could even call and say, okay, I want to do an auto ship in July or August, or you could put it in the future and it still counts as you being on auto ship.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That is
okay. To get the bonuses.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, TJ.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then the next one is the Biz Pack, and the Biz Pack is $299, and on this pack, it's the bonus line $240. So, for instance, if you're on the one case, you get 20% of 240, which is 48. Or if you're on two cases, you get 30% of the 240, which is 72. Then the same kind of pie for the wealth pack, the package is $4.99. And if you enroll somebody on this, you receive 400 in bonus volume, which is 20% of 400 is 80, and then 30% of 400 is 120 per person that you sign up. Now, I want to go back to the first one where it says team building bonus. Now, this bonus is actually pretty cool because based on you being on autoship, any autoship, you earn 10% on the second on your second level. So how this works is you sign someone up and they sign someone up. In your first 30 days, anyone who you sign up and they find a person, you receive 10% of their initial startup packages.
Okay.
So that's also pretty cool. So that in your first 30 days, let's say you sign up three people who sign up three people, well, you're going to make 10% of all on all six of those new people. In addition to what you've made on the first level of people that you sign up in your first 30 days, you actually also make 10% on those additional people that they sign up or enroll.
Okay. So basically, once the 30 days is passed, it's kind of like a, like the thing says, a fast start, getting off to a fast start. So if somebody doesn't do that, then after the 30 days is gone, then
right.
Kind of like Big Lots, once it's gone, right?
Right. You'll always still get the, your initial fast start bonuses from anyone that you enroll on your, or that you personally enroll on your first level, or that you personally bring in. That will never change. Only one that will change is the first team building bonus. That will be void after 30 days.
Okay.
So that's fast start bonuses. Do you have any questions on that part?
No, not that I can think of right now, I don't think.
Okay. So the third way to get paid is through royalty commissions. And this is pretty much just the downline bonus structure. So there are the ranks, which you see at the top, where it says paid as rank. And then as an IBO, so when you enroll, you're automatically an IBO. And as your volume goes up, you hit these additional ranks, which go from bronze to what's called an Imperial Diamond Pearl. So the next part to that would be minimum monthly personal BV. And this is what I was speaking of, that you have to maintain in order to be actively participating in the compensation plan. And like Shannon explained, you can make your autoship date for any date during the month. If you want to postpone it, that's always perfectly fine. But it starts at 80, and once you kind of move up in volume, like once you hit 5,000, it goes up to 160, which is two cases. Now, the cool part about this is this does not have to come from you. This can come from you, it can come from Shikley customers, or it can come from a combination between yourself wanting a case a month or customers. And how a lot of people do it is they like to have a case for themselves for their personal consumption and also another case to share or to have an event with or to do prospecting with or, you know, to give away to their family, friends. A lot of people come up with some cute ideas on how to share their zines. So that's
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the last thing you said.
Oh, I said a lot of people come up with pretty cool ways on how they share their zines.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so the next one is minimum monthly group BV. Now, this is everyone in your organization. So this is as you're signing up people, as other people are signing up people, as other people are getting customers, everything that's done in your team underneath you counts towards your rank advancement, and that's all on the first sign-up packages is not dollar for dollar, but on those auto-ships or those monthly billing, you're getting credit for that dollar for dollar. So, for example, if someone, they want to get one case a month, one case of Zing a month, you receive the entire $80 that translates dollar for dollar in bonus volume. The only thing that's not dollar for dollar is the initial startup packages, and that's only because it includes, like, your brochures and all your materials.
Right. Okay.
Okay, so that's that part. Does that part kind of make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So the next one is maximum percentage per leg. This one can be a little bit difficult to explain, but all this means is that you cannot have all of your volume in one leg. So right here where you said, where it says silver IBL. Now, let's say, for example, you're doing 1,000 in volume in a given month, or 2,500 in volume in 1 month. That's saying that 80% of that can be in one leg. The other 20 has to be spread out in either one leg, or it could be 10% and 10%.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this, why this is like this, is so it encourages people to build a team, but it keeps it very fair so that it's all in promoting volume instead of promoting people to just put a bunch of people wide or, you know, go too deep in their team. It helps them build a unilevel team that the compensation plan works and it's fair and that their organization doesn't implode where they have all these people underneath them and they're not maximizing on the money that they can make. So that's why it's, you know, 80%, 80%, 80%, and then it goes to 60 and then to 40, which is actually very, very easy to sustain. So even if you have two active people on your team, you're still eligible to participate in the compensation plan all the way up through receiving 10,000 in volume. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. Yep.
So the next are the levels that you're able to get paid on. Now, one cool thing about us is just as a regular distributor coming into the business, you're already eligible to get paid down to your second level. So you sign up today, and you're already able to earn commissions off of someone that, you know, someone on your first level recruits, which a lot of companies don't do that. As you come in, it's like, okay, you're paid on your first level, and you have to work a little bit to be paid on your second level. But as a regular distributor just signing up into the business, you're already eligible to receive commissions down to your second level. Now, if you go on over to where it says bronze, you see that there's 10% on your third level. Now, this is done as a bonus to the distributor. For example, a lot of companies, they put the most percentage on the first level. Well, we all know that most people only, statistics say, most people can usually bring in three people into their business. But if you expand that out a little bit, let's just stick with the number three. You have three people who bring in two people who bring in three people. On that third level, that means it's going to be nine people, just if people do the basics. Now, the math behind that is, would you like to receive 10% on three people or 10% on nine people? Most people say 10% on nine people, which is
right.
We made that third level so rich in comparison to putting the 10% on the first level, which is really cool because it encourages people to really work together as a team and to build down to that third level. And so we have a nine-level payout structure just depending on where you are. So depending on how much volume you build, you're eligible to receive nine levels deep. And if you keep expanding that first three, because three is easy, I think that goes out to on level nine, that's 81 people. So you're receiving 2% on 81 people,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty cool too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so number four is a matching funds bonus, which is also a very, very unique bonus. We give away from 10% on the first level, and then levels 2 through 5, 5%. Now, what this means is anyone in your first level, you are eligible to receive 10% of their commission. So anything that they bring into their business volume-wise, you receive 10% on, except Fast Start bonus. So this is paid on everything but Fast Start bonus. You receive 10% of their check, so 10% of what they receive for that month in commission. And the qualification for this is only that you're bringing in one new or sponsoring one new person into your Xero business per month. That's the only qualification. And once you get it up to 20,000 in volume, that qualification is null and void. So you do not have to sponsor one new person a month. You just automatically get the matching funds bonus.
Once you get up to what, 20,000?
25,000 in volume.
Okay.
Yeah. So all you have to do is just sponsor one new person a month, and you're automatically eligible to receive 10% matching funds bonus on your first level, and then 5% on level 2 through 5.
Okay.
So the number five bonus is kind of very, very complex. So first let me say that for this, you have to be qualified through purchasing a wealth pack. Now, at any time, no matter what level you come in at, you can always upgrade. So if you come in at the $99, you can upgrade. If you come in at the $230 or the $299 package, you can upgrade at any time, no matter what your duration is in the company. You can always upgrade. So, for example, let's say you come in at the $299 package today, and then you say, hey, I have someone who wants to sign up for the $499, but I want to be able to participate in that next structure of bonus money. So at any time, you can upgrade to the wealth package. So how this works is it's a three-step bonus. So step one for the Infinity bonus just says that once you enroll three wealth packs or three people who purchase the $499, personally enrolled to you, you receive $120, which is $40 per person if you sign up. But we reward you with that $40 after you sign up three, so you'll receive $120 instead of 43 times or 41 times. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay. So this bonus is based on the wealth pack. The wealth pack is five cases in vain, which costs $499.
Right.
So step one of this is once you enroll three people into your team personally to you with the wealth pack, you receive an additional bonus of $120.
No matter how long it takes.
No matter how long it takes. It can take 2 years.
In other words, okay. So even if it took, you know, a year or two, once that third person with the $499 package signs up, mm-hmm. then I get $120?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's the equivalent of $40 for each one, but you just don't pay it out that way. Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay.
So step two is once you enroll six, on that sixth person with the wealth pack, you start receiving $80 in addition through Infinity. So you enroll 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on the wealth pack on their 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Every time you enroll the money on the wealth pack past your six, you receive $80 through Infinity. Does that one make sense?
Okay, so it's basically, it's about double then, right? So instead of 40 each, you're going to get 80 each. Enroll six. Okay, so is that starting with the fourth one that you enroll?
That's starting with the sixth person that you enroll. You get the 120. You enroll three more, you get $80 through Infinity on anyone else you enroll with the wealth pack.
Let me think about that a little. Okay, so the first three you get, at the third one, you're going to get a $120 bonus.
Yes.
Okay, so then when you enroll four, five, and six, once you enroll four and five, you still don't get anything yet. And then once you hit the six, then you get an additional $80.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean through Infinity?
So that means if you enroll 100 people frontline to you, or if you enroll 100 people and place them in your organization, you receive $80 on all 100. So instead, you'll just keep getting $80 each time you personally enroll someone with a wealth pack. So on your 7th person, or your 8th person, or your 9th person, or your 10th person, you just receive $80.
Oh, okay. So in other words, then it starts getting paid each time rather than in groups of three.
Mind you, this is above and beyond the faster bonus. So even though, you know, your fourth and fifth, you don't receive an Infinity bonus on them with the wealth pack, you'll still receive their regular Fast Start bonus.
I'm sorry, you'll still receive what?
The Fast Start bonus. So this Infinity bonus is above and beyond the Fast Start bonus, which is the one the 20 and 30. So you'll still get that, but this is above and beyond that.
Okay. So now, the thing is if it takes, you know, couple of years or whatever to, you know, in other words, if somebody comes in at the 99, But none of this is really going to be effective until they upgrade to a $4.99 package, right?
Right.
So in the meantime, if you're still at the $99, you know, starting point,
mm-hmm.
And any other people that you enroll at the $4.99, you don't get any of these Infinity bonuses until you upgrade yourself
exactly.
to the $4.99.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. So step three is once you enroll 10, you receive $40 through Infinity on your first three wealth packs. So you've enrolled 10. Back to those first three wealth packs that are active, anytime they enroll three, no matter where it is in their organization, you receive $40. So basically how that's broken down is if anyone in your team finishes step one on your first three, you receive $40 as well.
Okay.
And that goes through Infinity.
Okay. Okay. So, basically, if one of the first three
mm-hmm.
that I do mm-hmm. it just wants to be a customer, you know what I'm saying, and they're not really going to enroll any more people,
mm-hmm.
then it's really kind of... That one's kind of like, you know,
absolutely.
Lost as far as that thing goes, right?
No. It's on
no.
the first three active wealth packs. So just on your first three. If they're a retail customer or wherever they are, they don't count. It counts on the people that are eligible to participate in this bonus. So that's one thing that's great because, you know, if they're customers, they don't even count as someone enrolled. They count as a customer. So this is for everyone who's purchasing the wealth packs to participate. So you'll earn the $40 on your first three wealth packs that are enrolled. So these are people that are serious and that want to, you know, your first three wealth packs, which are people that probably, you know, they're going to be good and they're going to be good as well.
Well, okay, so just, you know, I guess to clarify this, you know, say, for example, somebody joins the $4.99, they're all excited, they're planning on doing a business, you know, building a business and so forth with it, but, you know, life happens, and guess what, they don't. But they still like, you know, the products, they're still going to buy the products, but they're not necessarily enrolling people or actively building a business. So what category does that person fall into? Because they, you know, I mean, they signed up as a distributor, not as a regular retail customer.
Right. It just depends on where they are. If they're on your first three and they're active, then that will be for that. But if something happens, then if you call or write a letter, then we can always try to work something out to where it goes on your next active wealth pack.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry I have to keep, you know, coming in with all these scenarios, but that's what helps me to know whether I understand it or not, you know?
That's perfectly fine. I like that because it's just, if you have questions at any time, please feel free to stop me. Okay, so the number six one is the Fast Start Bonus Pool, and this is also based on you being qualified through a wealth pack, and this just means that you earn 5% of all company sales of wealth packs. So you receive one share for every five personally enrolled wealth packs. So, for instance, and this is 5% of the BV of all company sales of wealth packs. So let's say for some reason there's $20,000 in the pool or $20,000 in bonus value in the pool for wealth packs, and you're the only one that qualified with five personally enrolled wealth packs. Well, you receive that $20,000 that's in the pot.
Run that by me again. I wouldn't earn 5%. No, I'm sorry.
Let's say 5% is 20,000. Let's say that's the 5% of all the wealth packs that's being sold, and you receive one share for every five personally enrolled wealth packs. So, for instance, if you enroll 10, that's two shares, and you're the only one that actively participating in whatever's available in that pool, then you get the whole thing. If not, it's split between those who own a share in the pool. So you can have up to five shares. So you just receive one share for every five personally enrolled wealth packs. And that bonus is paid quarterly, which is the reason why it can be a large lump sum, because it's paid every 3 or 4 months. So every 3 or 4 months, all the wealth packs that are accumulated in the company, 5% of the bonus value mark is extracted and given away in that bonus, which is paid quarterly.
Okay. Sweet.
And then the next one is called the special incentive bonus. Now, this one you don't have to be enrolled in any special wealth pack. It's all based on where you are as a company, I mean, where you are in your business. So in order to participate in this bonus, you have to have at least $50,000 in value and 4% of the company's total commissionable sales. So if you just see here, if you're at $50,000, you receive one share. Now, this is 4% of your total sales. So this is any of the bonus volume of wealth packs, people's monthly billing of auto ship. Everything is put into this bonus. I mean, yeah, into this bonus. 4% is given away. So you can either receive 1% if you're a black pearl, 2% if you're a diamond pearl, which is someone who is making $100,000 a month, 3% or 4%, just depending on where you are. Now, this is Exera's total commissionable sales that's paid quarterly, that's all put into that bonus structure. So this is from the entire company's volume, not just the volume of wealth tax, but the company's total commissionable volume that's up for grabs.
And this is quarterly also?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is also pretty cool, so.
Okay. So that's great. I guess being a visual person. What I'm trying to visualize is how by the way, I didn't even think to ask how much time you had to do this. So I want to be mindful of that too.
Okay.
So let's just say I'm going to keep this easy here. Draw a picture here. So in other words, you can go as wide as as you want, right?
Right.
I mean, you can every time you enroll somebody, theoretically it starts another leg for you, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's say I enroll five people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, isn't there some advantage or some strategy to working with building depth in three? Or should you just work to be building depth in all of them?
Okay.
In other words, do you know what I mean?
I always say three is just easy to manage. So if you teach people, you bring in three and then help them get their three. That's just a simple way. We do have some systems and some formulas that, work. But some people, they have large networks or they're experienced in network marketing, so they can go five wide, six wide, seven wide. It's just getting that duplication going that's important. So you always want to teach people something they can do, something that they can do very simply. But also, a lot of people who are concerned with helping people build their team or build depth-wise, they can place. So let's say you meet someone and you enroll them, but you say, hey, I really want to help my team member out. You can place them under someone, and you're still the enroller. So you still get the faster bonus, but you're rendering them the monthly commission, even though you still get the volume. Everyone gets the volume.
Okay, so the volume all rolls up.
Yes.
And right, and so anybody that's in that line of the volume is going to have the benefit of the volume, unless they're just not qualified to receive any kind of a bonus or anything on it, right?
Right, but even if they're qualified, let's say someone's not qualified to receive it, they still get the volume. The volume will still show up. Now, they might not get paid on the volume, but they're Yeah, they're still getting the volume.
That's what I meant. I just didn't say it right. Sorry. Okay. So what you're saying is that basically, I should, have three enrollees. Okay. So even if let's just say if I did have five, then I should put two of them somewhere under those first three instead of starting two more separate legs. Right.
Right. Now you could, if you can manage those five. Don't get me wrong. If any time, like if you have some, or if you have someone that's gonna be like really, really great, or that they're experienced, or that have a large network, by all means, put them underneath you. You know, directly, no matter how many you have across, because you know people drop off or different things happen. So you always want your first level to be kind of strong. But at the same time, it's always good to help your team, or if you have someone that may be new to the business model or that you want to give like some extra encouragement or to boost, by all means, place them as well.
Okay. So if, for example, say somebody just goes on my website mm-hmm. and signs up mm-hmm. like that, you know, do they just sign up? Maybe I don't even know they're doing it, right?
Okay.
So how does that person, in other words, I would have to actually be signing the person up to be able to place them right. where I want them, right. because otherwise the computer is just going to start a whole new leg, right?
Right, they're going to put them right underneath you. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
They're actually working on that. Where they are doing right now, George said that because you know we are still at a manageable point, and it isn't an investment to make those improvements on the website. They're just doing those over the phone for the meantime. I know Laura's office and them are working on another system, but ideally, like I just had somebody that signed up, and so I'm their enroller, but I actually want them sponsored under somebody in Los Angeles that's going to be able to help them. And had I signed them up directly, I would have done it myself that way, but I just went online and I noticed that they went in after the Super Saturday and signed up. So, which I'm happy they signed up, but they are working with that, enroller and sponsorship. So you can still get the Fast Start bonuses too, Paula, because, you know, for example, I talked about placing you under Win.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I like, particularly my, I love the three deep and building three deep and building three deep. I want real strong, you know, depth and strength, and I love TJ the way that you're teaching it. Where you know if you can manage five, great. And I love your the way that you're teaching, because I agree with that exact model. I think it's sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have to go with Rika to try on a wedding dress, but I can mute the phone and leave it, keep going, and when you're done, you can hang up. Is that okay? And then I'll get the recording.
Mm-hmm.
And then if there's not enough time, because AJ, you're probably leaving work soon.
Yes.
Then we can, Paula, go through the recording again so far as we have it, and then call T back at another time or schedule another appointment.
Okay. Sounds great.
So I'll let you guys, I'm going to just go ahead and mute the phone now. And then just when you're, TJ, you'll communicate when you're ready, when you need to go.
Okay.
And that's great. When will the recording be ready?
It'll be ready right away. I'll just have to have my assistant pull it down and upload it. So probably tomorrow.
Okay, great.
TJ, great. I just want you to know that I appreciate you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
And you are just, you wear so many hats. And I don't know what you'd pay, but I definitely think you should get a raise.
Thank you.
And Paula, I'll call you a little bit later.
Okay, great.
So I'm going to
perfect. Thank
now.
You.
Thank you so much.
Oh, okay. Do you have any other questions about the comp plan?
I'm sure that my wheels will keep turning, and I will think of something else later on. But right now, I'm a little bit more familiar with a binary plan.
Yes.
And so, yeah, so I, you know, so this is a little, it's different. Some things are the same, but it's different also.
Right.
So, and you know, the one of the purposes that I have in mind, you know, for joining this course, you know, just the fact that Shannon's involved is, you know, it's a great thing. You know what I mean? So, and everybody else that I've, you know, learned is coming on board with this company, like I already know when, and, you know, and learning about, you know, George and the rest. So, but what I am wanting to do is, I have been working with a woman developmentally challenged, okay? And, you know, because of the economy, the job market, and so forth, I don't know about where you are, but here it's very challenging. And, yeah, and there's a number of them that want jobs and can't get jobs. Mm-hmm. And so I happened to talk to this one particular woman and her mom, mm-hmm. and I said, you know, y'all should think about, you know, having a home business. And so what I'm trying to do is find ones that are structured to where, you know, it would be doable, you know what I'm saying, for them to come into a business, you know, low cost, all that kind of stuff. So this is why it's important to me to understand how this works.
Right.
So that I can, you know, figure out how would be the best way. I mean, you know, assuming that somebody's going to be interested in wanting to do this. But it certainly is a way for them to create, you know, some additional income, at least, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Without them having to try and, you know, go out and get a job somewhere, and they just haven't been able to do it. So, that's part of my goal, you know what I mean, with doing this and why it's important, you know, for me to understand that. So, so what would you say is how far, in other words, when you take those first three people mm-hmm. and you start doing this, you know, helping them get three and helping them get three, how far down would you say you should go with that before you start focusing on, you know, leg 4, 5, 6, 7 or whatever?
Do 3, manage the 3, work with the 3, and then if you come across someone who you really feel that's going to be very impactful, someone that you want to work with directly, put them right under you. That's always fine. I just always say gauge by the leadership qualities that you see or what you think they're going to do, and if you think it's someone who can help you or who you don't really have to focus on as much, definitely put them right underneath you. But the 3 is just simple to manage. And the way our comp plan works is it works. You can become very successful with just 3 people. It's structured that way, which is really good.
Okay. Okay. So basically you could get just with those 3 mm-hmm. and building the depth, you could get all the way to this Imperial Diamond Pearl rank doing it that way.
Yes.
Okay. And would that be the most advantageous way to get to a higher rank is to just continue with that instead of adding more width?
I would say adding width is always good. Personally, I would say just for width-wise, start off with 3, but then eventually you want to go get about 6, just so if someone drops off, you just always have a strong front line. But definitely
right.
3, and then as you advance up to maybe like 5,000 in volume, then get 3 more. But I would say to have a solid 6 would be ideal.
Okay. Okay. So, and the other thing, too, is I have found it in learning and working with comp plans is to do it incrementally. So, in other words, I would look at something and say, okay, my first goal is to get to here, whatever that is. Okay, and then once I get to that point, then my goal is to get to, you know, the next, you know, rank up or whatever. So what would you say is, like, the first rank to really shoot for?
I would say, as of right now, silver.
The silver, okay.
Super silver, and then, actually, the hardest one, to be quite frankly, to get. It sounds weird, but it's hard to get to gold. It's hard to get that initial 5,000 in volume. That's the hardest one. But it's the silver, the 2,500 is very attainable. Then getting that next 2,500 is difficult. So I would say once you get to silver, just work towards getting that next 2,500. So definitely silver is probably the one that you want to hit first.
Okay.
And then gold. And then I didn't mention, but over and above what the comp plan offers, there's additional what we call rank advancement bonuses. So for the bronze, once you hit bronze, so once you hit $1,000 in volume, it's $25. Silver is $100. Gold is $250. White pearl is $500. Golden pearl is $1,000. Black pearl is $1,500. No, black pearl is $2,500. Diamond pearl is $5,000. Double diamond pearl is $7,500. And then once you get imperial diamond, you receive $10,000 bonus.
And then, so those are like one-time bonuses when you reach that rank?
Those are one-time.
Okay.
And then starting at Diamond Pearl, you get a car bonus or a car allowance for $500. Double Diamond Pearl is $750. And then Imperial Diamond Pearl is $1,000.
Okay.
And so we go and get you a nice, shiny, new Mercedes.
Yeah. Great. Okay. Okay. I think that gives me a better working... You know, because even though I could look at this page and basically understand it, what I need is how does that translate into building a group? You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's,
yeah. So, great. Well, thank you again very much. I'm looking forward to joining this and rocking and rolling in Atlanta. Are you in California?
Yes, in California.
Okay. Well, great. Well, hopefully I'll get to meet you at some corporate event or something like that. That'll be wonderful. And
I'm going to speak it into existence, and you will.
I'm sorry, you what?
I said I'm going to speak it into existence, and you will.
Yes, that'd be awesome. Okay, TJ, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I look forward to hearing this, and I can, you know, just listen to the recording over again. That'll be real helpful.
Definitely. And if you have any questions, you can give me a call.
Okay, great. Thank you again so much.
You're welcome. Enjoy your evening.
You too. Bye-bye.